UK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland named Jack Smith as special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's investigation into the classified documents found at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, as well as key aspects of a separate investigation involving the Capitol riot and efforts to undo the 2020 election.
He will exercise independent prosecutorial judgment to decide whether charges should be brought. Although the special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
Garland explained why he's doing this.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Donald Trump announced 3 days ago he is running for president. In closing statements in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, prosecutors say for weeks, Rhodes and four others discussed using violence to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And when rioters started storming the Capitol, they saw an opportunity to do it. Rhodes' attorneys have tried to downplay his violent rhetoric in the run-up to January 6th. It's snowing in Buffalo, New York. And it's not expected to ease up this weekend. 4 feet of snow is possible. No surprise for Tina Miller.
We live in Buffalo. It's expected. That's all I could say.
It's lake effect snow. People in some parts of Buffalo woke up to blowing heavy snow, punctuated by occasional claps of thunder. Well, just a few miles north, only a few inches had fallen overnight, and there were some patches of blue sky. A local coroner says four University of Idaho students who were found dead in a rental house last weekend were stabbed to death in their beds and likely were asleep when the attacks occurred. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckett shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untuckett.com or 80-plus stores. Untuckett, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
AP News. For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin, like most states across the country, has a problem with training and retaining school nurses. Now the Department of Health Services has announced it will invest over $8 million to K-12 schools across the state to hire and retain school nurses. In a statement, the DHS says that the money will be used to recruit nurses, retain them with offerings like wellness activities and professional development. $174,000 in funding will go towards scholarships at UW-Madison School of Nursing to set up a pipeline for future school nurses. A 2018 report from the National Association of School Nurses found that more than 25% of schools in the country don't have a school nurse. Wisconsin projected to be short 20,000 nurses overall by 2035 because of rising demands for care and retiring nursing educators. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy!
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke.
He's Brian.
I am.
How are we doing, big guy?
I'm feeling all right, man. Feeling
it's
all right.
Friday. Hopefully you're feeling all right. It's a Friday afternoon here in the gorgeous state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. In Madison, I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. Brian, you're holding down the fort over there in the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM. How is the Shaw?
It's pretty awesome. We're going to get new windows pretty soon. I don't know if you remember... I don't remember a couple weeks back we got our windows.
Halloween surprise.
Yeah, a little bit of happiness. By the way, I'm still waiting for Halloween to happen. Is that coming up soon? Anyway.
You missed the train, friends.
Yeah. Oh, that Thanksgiving's that next week. Jeez.
Yes, Thanksgiving is next week. It's kind of a... It's that weird lull right now.
I got to go get those candy corns.
Cross. Cross.
There's Thanksgiving candy corns. Did you know that that exists?
Oh,
we read that on the air.
That was, yeah, was that was our... I think we missed it for Thanksgiving, and then we did it for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we did it for Christmas. So, disgusting. Well, excellent piece analyzing the disgusting candy corn.
Green bean
flavor.
Candy corn.
Ugh,
it disgusting. Was made and sold to people.
Yeah, but this fine program is also broadcast outside of just Madison and Waukesha, also in Oshkosh on Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and radio from the center in Richland Center. If you want to join the show, share your tangent with us on this gorgeous Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. We're going to be joined by Hawk Sullivan, proprietor of three local hood bars. Here, local neighborhood bars here in Madison.
Local hood bars.
Local hood bars.
That
yeah,
could be.
There's
several
bars.
Different ways we can take that, but we're not going to. Either way, I'll go with Falconry.
There
I'll
go
with Falconry.
Falconry. So
the
Hawk
Falconry
will be
bars.
Joining us at the bottom of the hour. So if you want to share your tangent before then, 844-967-2789.
See, they put hoods on the Falcons when they're on the arm. And then
they
take the hood off and then they release them.
Interesting.
That was a... Folks, you're going to have to go far and wide to find like falconry jokes here. But here at Dueling Tangents, we are heavy.
They're easier to find.
I have to start, before we get into anything, I want to just give a shout out to Drew Smith. How you doing out there? If you're listening, you're the coolest. I'll call you after the show. Hope you're well, man. He's one of the ancillary engineers that helps us out with a lot of things. We have a dream team we're assembling. Together, we're going to be the engineering Avengers, and we're going to solve problems far and wide and Some of them you might be hearing relatively soon. So I'm pretty in a good mood today because we've solved some problems around here and Waukesha's doing great and things are actually happening. So shout out to Drew Smith. I'll give you a call later, man.
And if you want to learn more about what Civic Media is putting together here with the network of radio stations, Brian has just pretty much pulled out of the ground, just sheer strength, go to civicmedia.us.
If it was only that easy.
If only.
But Brian, wandering around in the dark, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a Friday afternoon, and with the midterms behind us now, I think it's kind of, we're just going to be talking about whatever crosses our mind here on Dueling Tangents. And one of the things that I think got a lot of people in an uproar over these last couple of days, yourself and your family included, was the cluster of what happened with the early presale for Taylor Swift tickets through the giant conglomerate that is Ticketmaster and Live Nation. And so, Brian, can you detail for us your experience trying to get the ladies in your life Taylor Swift tickets?
Well, so we're going to get Darby Taylor Swift tickets for Christmas. That was our idea for next mm-hmm. year. And keep in mind, she had just got to see they had just gone down to Chicago to go see Harry Styles, my friend. Our family friend went with them, and just mm-hmm. watching her, I saw a video of her at the con. It was just freaking great. And she's learning trombone in school, and Harry Styles had an entire female orchestra. Like all the musicians were female, and she's got to see this a trombone solo in the middle of a Harry Styles concert, which is freaking awesome. Yeah. So she's starting to get into the concert thing. By the way, her first rock and roll concert was the Dolly Rots. I took her there. That was pretty awesome. Anyway.
Shout out Chris Black.
Yeah, right on. Reminds me, I got to call him back. Anyway, shout out to Chris Black. How you doing, buddy? I'll call you after the show.
That phone call list is just growing and growing on this Friday afternoon.
I'll call you after. We have a phone call ourselves scheduled afterwards. We do. It'll probably be down the line. Anyway, point is that I got on the old, because I got a Capital One card, right? Mm-hmm. And Amy and I planned this. She's like, well, the sale for pre-sale goes on at 2. I'm like, guess what? So do I. She's like, oh, okay. So she's at work. Like, the girls at work were helping her out. Like, uh-huh. I got her the Capital One app with my login. I even freed up more money on the card to make sure that there was no issue. Like, we pre-planned this for,
you were going to get some tickets. That was the plan.
We got no problems with tickets. We're going to figure this out. I'll charge it. We'll figure it out later. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for, like, amazing seats. I just want seats.
Yeah.
So, anyway. She's in line for 2 hours. Like, I'm after the show troubleshooting stuff and I'm working late, and she's like, I'm still in line. I'm like, what? She goes, nope, I'm not in line anymore, and they've sold out completely.
Yeah.
They've sold out completely.
It's pretty wild that something that is monopolistic, I believe would be the term. They're a monopoly, Ticketmaster.
Yeah, totally.
They have pretty much unified consolidation of the ticketing process for major concerts, from Taylor Swift all the way down to local shows at a venue in your neighborhood sometimes.
They have literally become the Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Like, and even though they became the master of tickets, they seem to fail pretty hard on this one, Brian.
Yeah,
like,
because again, if you're allowed to go into a presale and you're the exclusive, you should be the only ones in the presale, right?
Well, not the case with this Capital One presale, because everybody could flood the queue even if you didn't have. Now, you needed a Capital One card to check out. That was part of the requirement to be able to secure these tickets, Brian. But you didn't have to necessarily have a Capital One card to get into the queue, and therefore, Amy included, the many people that had Capital One cards sat in the queue even though it was not set up the right way. Couple hours. And so I just find it fascinating that everybody, I mean, we're also seeing a front row case study of billionaires not being necessarily the smartest, taking over social media platforms, more or less burning it to the ground, spending $44 billion to burn Twitter to the ground, Elon Musk is. But I think this is an excellent example of how monopolies and capitalism, when left unfettered, just does not work properly either. Ticketmaster screwed the pooch on this one, for lack of a better term, because...
I mean, essentially, you're getting a ticket, and you're handing it down the line, and every time it gets handed down the line, more money gets added to it, but nothing, no value is added.
Right.
Like, this isn't like you made a bottle of liquor, and then these people, you know, have a markup, and that's what happens, or, you know, it's more expensive in a bar than a grocery store because of the inflation code. That's like a legitimate business model. Like, this is just... I clicked. I mean, it's better than mining for freaking cryptocurrency, but there's also issues with that, huh?
Sometimes it's not even somebody clicking, though. Sometimes there's plenty of bots that were probably programmed, Brian, to flood the queue for these Ticketmaster early access and then purchase tickets to then just upsell them later. Because you can find some tickets, Brian, on SeatGeek or StubHub or Ticketmaster itself now. But they're to the tune of 200, 300, 400% markup from what they were originally purchased.
And to that end, I was actually our alternate was to go and get Lizzo tickets. Mm-hmm. We decided to go see Lizzo at Fiserv, which is closer to her birthday anyway, which is awesome. So, and I'd personally rather see Lizzo myself. But anyway, I'm looking at SeatGeek. And because I knew the tickets went on sale at 10 o'clock, I know they're already gone, so I'm on SeatGeek, and they're starting to populate. I'm like, oh, SeatGeek has a bunch. Oh, wait, SeatGeek is literally going up in price as I sit here and wait. I better decide which tickets I want. I have to buy them now.
You better get those soon, because otherwise they're going to be gone.
That's secondary market. Like, SeatGeek's supposed to give you lower prices, and some dude named Steve decided 10 minutes later, oh, I don't want these tickets, because that's how it works.
Right, because, you know, the business model of SeatGeek would be how it was... explained to me when it first became a alternative to Ticketmaster was, well, this will allow you to get last minute seats to, say, a basketball game or a football game when the original ticket holder can't make the game or they can't go to the concert. And
doesn't always work, by the way.
But it is interesting to see how something that was supposed to be convenient for the original ticket holder to be able to offer it up and get some kind of value rather than no value at all if they couldn't make it to the event, now uses it as an inverse of what it was intentionally created for. Now they're just saying, well, I bought the tickets, and now that I got them, you couldn't. Maybe I had a bot program it to buy them for me. Maybe I did it myself. Maybe I had the 6 hours to wait in queue and purchase them with my Capital One card. But because of that, I'm going to mark it up 500%. We're going to increase the cost fivefold for these.
It's what the market will bear, Luke.
It's what the market will bear. It's a fascinating excuse to say, well, yeah, unfettered capitalism's okay when it benefits me.
Yes, that's the entire thing. And again, I'm not trying to tell you that, oh my goodness, we need to go and make sure everybody gets to see Taylor Swift. That's not the issue. It's not even all the issue. It's the model. It's the business. It's the idea that you can go and, you know, sit down somewhere, and then some D-bag with a bunch of money can sit down and sit their fat money asses right in front of you, block you in their seat, and it's okay because they have a bunch of money. In fact, they can go and do whatever the hell they want as long as they have a bunch of money. You know what? If you go down to Disney now, it used to be fun, but now you go and wait in line for hours and hours and hours in the regular queue. But again, you do the same thing at Six Flags down the way. Somebody gets the Lightning Pass or the Flash Pass, and they get to go in front of you because they're better and they paid more, or they frequent more and they spent more things, and they're a member and you're not a member. Oh my goodness. Way to go, everybody. You know what unfettered capitalism does? It just separates everybody by the, hey, look, we're obscenely rich and a-holes versus the regular plebeians that sit around and go, oh, I gotta go and be a regular person.
Well, but everybody's got more money in their pockets now, Brian, so everybody's gotta raise prices. It's very interesting how that conundrum works. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm gonna head over to the phone lines, and at the bottom of the hour, be joined by our friend Hawk Sullivan. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Daytime highs approaching 25. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, chance for snow showers. Highs level off around 23. About an inch of snow today through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Standing in the rain, with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold-out show.
That's how it used to be. You had to be there. You had to get in line. You had to sit in line and actually get the ticket at the venue.
Yeah. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. He's Brian.
Get off my lawn.
If you want to join the show, share your tangent. 844-967-2789. I'm talking about the fiasco at Ticketmaster and just kind of unfettered capitalism as a whole. Because sometimes, Brian, when you don't have the guardrails of, say, good governance or regulations to be able to keep corporations in some kind of check. I'm not saying that the government needs to nationalize Ticketmaster and all of a sudden the U.S. Department of Tickets is distributing tickets.
That'd make everything dumber and more bribery. Lots more bribery in that situation.
It would, but there's absolutely some form. There are forms of antitrust regulation that could be put in place when two of the largest ticket venue organizations, corporations, decide to merge, Live Nation and Ticketmaster. There can be antitrust aspects. You can try to decentralize that monopoly, and there are things that can be done to because what you always hear is competition is key to capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Ticketmaster does not have competition. Therefore, you can see fiascos like we saw this week with the Taylor Swift.
Don't get me wrong. Tickets. I don't want them to not make money. They definitely provide a service, but definitely they are making more money than the actual artists themselves sometimes. And how can that be even remotely good?
Right. And literally just for creating the site that has the tickets, they just add everything on for processing fees. I get there's a base set of costs that need to be covered to be able to operate the business, but they slap on just random fees, Brian. If you have used Ticketmaster to check out recently, like, there's just nonsensical fees. You could have some transparency in where those fees are going.
Something
that the government could do to address these problems.
You know how bad weird, stupid fees like that are? Even banks are turning around and going, look at us, we don't have any fees.
Because
evil we're trying to suck the blood out of the entire world banking system. We're never going to change. Screw you. We're the banking system. Screw, you know what? It doesn't matter. We're going to have only people that have white skin and only have penises be able to run banks forever and a day. Banking system banks. Those people, the institution of institutions, banks, those people are like, you know what? Let's advertise that we're not doing weird, stupid fees.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, though, because when another example that we could point to for some transparency could help.
Brian, we're now 10 days removed from the midterm elections. And would you believe it if I told you that, surprisingly, 10 days after the midterms, price of oil is at pretty much the year low.
Huh.
It's not politically convenient for oil to be as expensive.
Oh, no. I'm going to go with the Republican way. The oil prices must know that a steady hand like Joe Biden will mean that it's going to be smooth sailing for business now. That's why the price went down. Now that we know that Joe Biden's going to continue to have, a Senate there that, that's why the price of oil went down. That's literally it.
Interesting.
Must be it.
Dynamic. Not the.
It must
not
be the steady hand of the Democrats in charge. Even though the Republicans kind of have the House over there, it must be the steady hand of Joe Biden that has brought down.
If there's one thing that we can say about the House Republicans right now is they are not a steady hand. So.
No, not very good. Hey, what did you guys run on? X, Y, and Z. What are you guys doing? Not any of that.
Biden's laptop instead. And that was not in the XYZ.
and so when they're investigating Hunter Biden's laptop and the hearing does come out, I hope that the Democrats act like the Republicans did during the investigation or the quote unquote hearing in the House. When every single time they talked about Trump, they said, "Hey, can you tell me about, I know we're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, but can you tell me about Senator Ron Johnson's business dealings in China?"
Hey, you don't even have to go there. You could just go to Ivanka's in China or...
Oh, yeah. Every time, bring up a different subject
in Saudi
that
Arabia.
Isn't Hunter Biden. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll good be strategy,
interesting
I think.
To see how it plays out. But these are just something, it's on this Friday afternoon. We're keeping an eye on, talking about. If you want to join the show, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Dick here in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind this Friday afternoon?
Yeah, that gas thing, yeah, it is pretty interesting, isn't it?
So it's wild how crude oil is just plummeting over the last 10 days now.
Funny how that happens. So what's your guys' take on this special counsel that Merrick Garland just announced?
Oh yeah! Speaking of fun investigations, that's what started the whole hearing in the first place.
Here's my take on it.
Let's hear it.
This would be like you got the ball on the 1 yard line, first and goal, and you call in the field goal team, and we'll take a field goal instead. This thing's a slam dunk. Go for him. Now we're going to sit around and putz around for another several months. And I don't care about him running for president either. Okay, I don't.
Most people don't either. But you got to understand, these people are the people with the fat wallets and the fat asses that sit in front of you at all the concerts. And these are the people who, no matter what, will figure out a way to get out of it. So no matter what happens, from here until the end of this investigation, everything has to go beyond reproach to the point where it has to be every single... Trump will get off if one T on his name isn't crossed. Do you understand? If there's an I that's not dotted, he's going to walk free. Like, if there's any chance of this guy ever being held...
Any wiggle room.
There can't be any wiggle room. And I'm hoping that's the reason why, and not just, well, that can looks like it could go down the road a little bit longer.
And Dick, we're just... It's not Merrick Garland Day today, so that's why we're not celebrating. But it'll be interesting to see how this special counsel investigation forms over the next, like Brian said, several months. It's gonna be months now, but we'll see. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're gonna be joined by Hawk Sullivan coming up in this next segment. Asking the bartender, if you got questions for a bartender, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Also gonna be talking about the World Cup kicking off on Sunday. 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP.
Donahue with an AP News Minute. Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith says he will work independently and in the best traditions of the Department of Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland has named Smith a special counsel overseeing the department's investigation into the presence of classified documents at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, as well as key aspects of a separate probe involving the Capitol riot and efforts to undo the 2020 election.
Jack Smith has built a reputation as an impartial and determined prosecutor who leads teams with energy and focus to follow the facts wherever they lead.
Garland says he hired Smith after former President Trump announced he's running for president in 2024.
Appointing a special counsel at this time is the right thing to do. The extraordinary circumstances presented here demand it.
The Justice Department describes Smith as a registered independent, an effort to ease any attack of perceived political bias. I'm Ed Donahue.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untucked shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untucked.com or 80-plus stores. Untucked shirts designed to be worn untucked.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Republicans say the judge who presided over the Waukesha Christmas Parade trial might run for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Jennifer Darrow has not said anything publicly about running in the spring. Dan Kelly, Everett Mitchell, and Janet Claire Potaskiewicz are already in the race, which could flip the conservative court if a liberal wins. Cougar sightings in southern Wisconsin this year are higher than in the last 5 years. The Department of Natural Resources confirms 7 cougar sightings across Sauk, Richland, Grant, and Crawford counties in 2022. In sports, the Packers lost to the Titans last night 27-17. Badger volleyball's at Rutgers tonight. Football plays at Nebraska tomorrow. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Everybody, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That sure is Luke over there. And we are joined by our special guest, Hawk Sullivan, owner proprietor of several fine establishments in the Madison area. Hawk Sullivan, how are you, man? Welcome. And that is a, I just have to say, that is a mighty fine, that is a mighty fine getup you have there on your chest. That is a beautiful Chicago Bear logo on your chest. That is beautiful.
I was just telling Luke that I much prefer Illinois, Chicago, crazy, aggressive drivers because I literally just got here because, listen, if you're listening to this show right now, and you're driving along and you have decided to drive slower because there are some snowflakes falling.
There's not even any falling
please
right now.
Please go home. Go to your mom's basement. I don't know. Get off the road. What is wrong with you? It's some snowflakes.
Now,
what is wrong with you?
Now, I like to go and use this as a moment to go and stump for public transportation, because that's usually a driver there that would go. Probably benefit from having better public transportation.
Look at that,
look at Brian, like tying it in there.
Every time yes, I do that, every time I drive to Madison, I'm like, oh my God, why don't I have rail?
Yes.
So the Bear is funny because being a Bears fan and owning bars in Wisconsin, my joke is the best thing for me is that the Packers go to the Super Bowl and then lose.
Hey, guess what?
Because then I get all their money.
Guess
know?
What? That's not happening
that
this year.
That's
not going to happen this year.
I saw some Packer fan. Like, we lost last week on Sunday, and some Packer, and they won, right? And some Packer fan was like, oh, how'd your Bears do? And I was like, what? Okay, 4-6. Like, what are you like? You're like
4-7.
Oh, 4-7. Yeah.
I'm cheering for your quarterback, though, because in fantasy, he's resurrecting a team that I thought was done for. Picked him up off the waiver wire.
I can't believe you have him in fantasy.
80 points over the last 2 weeks. Why not?
Like setting records.
He's averaging 40 points over the last 2 weeks. Why would I not pick that up if it was available on the waiver wire? But Hawk, we wanted to have you join us this Friday afternoon because we'd like to have you on for Asking the Bartender, and we've got something coming up. This weekend is kicking off, and you're going to be hosting some special hours at the bar.
Actual football.
Not as much as I would like to. I mean, so in the past, we have in the... So over the 20 years the Hawks have been there, we're kind of known as being a soccer bar on some level, partly because I'm a soccer fan, and I've had some managers and employees over the years who have been big fans, and we would typically, in a normal non-COVID situation, I probably have enough employees to be open for the 7 a.m. games.
Yeah.
We just don't right now, frankly. I would like to pretend like that was not the case, but... For the first round, and no, we're not open for the 4 a.m. games.
And for everybody, why not? But for those who do not know, the World Cup kicks off this Sunday, November 20th, being held in Qatar. I don't know how you pronounce it. I've heard it pronounced many different ways.
I kind of don't care.
I call it dry.
Like miserable people.
They seem like
slate.
It's the middle of the desert. It is going to be an interesting one for fans to commiserate. They announced today that there's not going to be any beer at the World Cup games.
They didn't announce it today. It's been known that they weren't going to have alcohol there.
Oh, see, I thought this was a revenue.
No, we just started making a big deal out of it now.
Just right before it kicks off. Okay.
And something just happened recently with a journalist who was there trying to film, you know, for the World Cup, and like he got like... It's not a good scene there.
Yeah.
It's just not a good scene. Like, I don't know what kind of fans are going.
They didn't win it on their merits, we can say that.
$800 million they paid.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a corrupt, FIFA.
I was going to say, international soccer is probably the most corrupt of all of sports.
It's wretched. I would like to boycott it, frankly. I would like to boycott the World Cup, you know, because I just think if 3,000 people died.
Oh, that's only 3,000 in the
specific. I heard 6,500.
You know, that's
really.
I heard reports of up to 6,500 migrant laborers,
slaves, because they took their passports.
Yeah. They get sponsored to be there, but sponsor is a terrible word because they're paying off the dues to get there.
And then they have it in November because, you know, it's 9,000 degrees there in July. So, like, they convinced FIFA for the first time in the history of FIFA to move the World Cup to November. And I just, the whole thing is just, you know, anyway, so I'm complaining about them, but yes, we are at Hawks. I would like to boycott them.
Because I wanted to talk to you about it, because sports is an excellent thing that brings people together, but then you also have these organizations, FIFA and countries like Qatar, that are use sports as a venue to try to make life with those countries or those organizations seem better than it is.
Correct.
And so sports gets used as this, sports washing is the term that has now become known for why Russia wanted to host the World Cup in 2018 and why we're going to now have it in the middle of November and December rather than in the summer when it's normally held in Qatar.
It's pretty gross, because when you think about these countries, that frankly, there's probably only about maybe 10 countries in the world that should host like Olympics and these kind of events, because we had the venues to do it, right? So like, and this idea, like if you go to Brazil right now, there's stadiums that they built them, they spent poor people's money,
yep,
right, to build the stadiums, and then now half of them are sitting here empty and never be used again.
Look at
and
Sochi. Same thing.
Sochi. Remember in Sochi, the they took all the stray dogs away and just killed them? You know, like everybody, there's tons of stray dogs, and all of a sudden one day they're all gone. It's like, where did they all go? And they're not here anymore. And it's,
well, yeah. When the Olympics were held in Brazil too, they had water sports that they magically cleaned up the rivers and the ocean front for a very brief period of time, and then all of a sudden the pollution went right back into the water.
It's frustrating, is what it is.
It's difficult to grapple, and I think this World Cup is going to be one of those, because I've had similar opinions or feelings where I'm like, it's really hard to want to tune in for these games, but I still want to watch them.
Well, you want to support, like, so it's not the players' fault that these situations happen, right? So all the Olympians that spend their life, you know, training mm-hmm. for this, they don't know where it's going to be, right? Like, you can't tell if it's going to, and so it's frustrating because you're stuck in this rock and a hard place. Why I would like to boycott this World Cup philosophically, it's not a realistic thing. And frankly, it's not going to do anything by me boycotting it, right? And, you know, to kind of turn a page, the cool thing about World Cup is this. In all my years of kind of hosting at my bars and stuff, the great thing is that you meet so many different kinds of people, and it really is such a special event. Like, you know, we used to have games where, like, it's some random Iran versus, you know, some other kind of small country.
Portugal.
Yeah, and there'll be, like, five Portuguese guys there and five, you know, Iranians there. And they're, and then, like, that's it. I don't make any money on it. But the fact that they're hanging out at my bar is kind of a cool thing, I think. You know, like, you just don't get that kind of experience, you know, watching American football or basketball, whatever it is. And once every 4 years, well, with the Olympics, it happens more with the World Cup. Like, Olympics, people stay at home, they watch it. The World Cup, people like to go out. It is more fun to watch the games in a crowd, you know, like, yeah. Than just sitting at home yelling at your TV, you know, like
which I will happily be doing for any of the times that USA or Germany are playing at 4 a.m. So I will definitely be waking up.
We don't, so the U.S. does not play at 4 a.m. Luckily, the U.S. plays at like 11. I should know this,
by
the way.
You got the groupie schedule
11,
somewhere.
11 and 1. Basically, I think the earliest the U.S. plays is like at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, luckily. Nice. Yeah.
And so is the U.S. your team for the World Cup? Is that who you're cheering for?
I mean, I'll cheer for him, yeah. I mean, like...
Brian, do you have a horse in the race? Do you have a horse in the race, Brian?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's hard not to, you know, cheer for the good old American Eagles.
They didn't even make it last Cup. What are you talking about? It's hard not to cheer for them.
It's very easy not to when they're not part of it at all.
you know who didn't make it this World Cup, or the last World Cup, by the way, is Italy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, they were too busy following and basically resurrecting Mussolini, because Mussolini's party is now in power. So congratulations, Italy. You've traded soccer or football for Mussolini again. Ciao, everyone. Yeah,
but the U.S. has got a pretty favorable draw this go around.
And they're better than they have been in the past. I'll just say it out loud. They're better than they have been in the past because they're less white. They are. So the U.S.
You mean Landon Donovan is still not playing?
No. And he was actually pretty good.
He was.
Donovan was solid.
He was solid, but you can't.
I just figured he had a really good thing for headers.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah, you can't tell me Bradley was the best center halfback that the country has. Like, anyway. But so
you're saying that we've gotten some more diversity in the program for the national team over the last 4 years.
And when you look at it, we'd look from an eye test, we look better athletically. And team wise, and I'm sorry, but I think it attributes to like I said, the more diversity on the U.S. team, I think helps our team get better. So you know, there's a lot of politics in soccer too, believe it or not. Like, I've been in the soccer world for a long time. It's a lot of money in soccer, and there's been some people who come out.
It's the biggest sport. It's the biggest
Hope Solo wrote a whole thing about it, actually, and then Wynalda wrote an article about it. You should look it up. They basically called out the kind of scratching everybody's backs and stuff, and not really truly picking the best players. It happens, just so everybody knows, It happens on a local level too. Okay, yeah. Like my daughter, she plays she's a 9-year-old, and my East Side club. I'll do a little plug. Capital East Soccer, there by the go. Way. They're on the East Side, and we take everybody. Mm-hmm. We pretty much don't turn anybody down.
Yeah,
and we just find a place for them. And there are clubs around town that, like, you know, are more like elite clubs that, like, basically you get turned down for them. You know. And I will say the most proud moment I had was there's a 13 boys team on Cap East that won this tournament. And you look at it, there's 3 white guys in the team, or 4 white guys, right? And the diversity is really, really great for me personally, and having my girls or my kids around diverse kids. And then my daughter will notice we play all these teams, like all these like suburban teams or little town teams around, all white kids. Every single one. Like, they don't even have, like, an Asian kid on the team or a Latino kid on the team. And my daughter will say, she's like, they're all white, Dad. And I'm like, yeah, honey, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know.
That was the theme of the movie Kicking and Screaming. They imported a bunch of two Italian kids.
That's right.
That and Dicka. Dicka was part of the Dicka big, was the part big of that play.
The first time I ever learned what politics, like the first time in my memory of learning what politics was on the Little League team, baseball. So slightly different, but sports growing up is all of the good kids were on the good team. They were all grouped together on one team, and I always asked I believe it was my mother at the time, and I was like, why does that team always get to be the one with all the good players? And my mom was just like, politics. That's what it was, because the parents and the families for the Little League would all come together and they'd draft or whatever, and they would pick the kids that they wanted, and the better teams always got the best players, and so there was no.
I love the fact that your mom was just like, politics.
That's what it was.
Hey, Luke. This is like, what, 20, 30 years later or whatever? Or 50 years later, probably. So long ago that happened. By the way, it's same in Oak Creek, because you grew up in the same area.
I did Franklin.
Same, worse.
Yes, probably.
Yes.
Probably. But yeah, sports is supposed to be the great equalizer. And so it's great to hear the club on the East Side here in Madison is working to get everybody involved.
We do. It's actually our mission. Our fees are... In full disclosure, by the way, I am currently the president of Capital East Soccer. But I have known about them for a while, and they're special because of the fact that we keep our fees extremely low compared. If you were to look at the fees, you'd be like, holy, compared to some other.
Oh, yeah, I played select soccer in high school, so I know.
We keep our fees really low because we have a lot of volunteers and stuff.
I won't tell you how many lawns I had to mow to make it up to my parents when they covered the select soccer fees.
Soccer is supposed to be the cheaper sport, right?
It
soccer
is.
And basketball,
you got shin guards and cleats.
Not no more, man. Like, I know you.
I can believe that. And the interesting thing, too.
Now, when you can put the service fees on top. Yeah. Thank you, Ticketmaster.
Right. You know, Capital E should, charge a little service fee as a, you know.
Processing fee.
Some competition. Fee, there you go.
And then a beer stocking fee.
You were listening to, for the U9 team? I don't know about that, Brian.
that's the other thing. All the parents have big, giant
mugs. I don't have 9-year-old girls and guys stocking beer at my bars for low wages, okay? It's not. I don't do that. I'm not Republican.
Not anymore? Or no?
Okay. Republicans would be totally fine with like 9-year-old stocking beer coolers, right?
I've seen that around Wisconsin. Yeah. I don't think
building character. Give them one at the end. That'll
that's
know.
A small town Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Small town Wisconsin.
Yeah,
you'll see kids doing bar backs.
Joey, grab me a shot of Jaeger. That's okay. I don't know where Bob went, but just grab me a shot of Jaeger.
Do his. He's gone.
You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're joined by Hawk Sullivan, proprietor of 3 fine neighborhood bars here in Madison. We're going to be joined by Hawk, continuing this conversation as we come to the other side of this break. Also, taking your phone calls, asking the bartender, 844-967-2789. We're going to get to those phone lines as well.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit ashiretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 14. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance of snow showers. Highs level off around 23. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 7 above. Mainly clear Sunday with highs around 29. 37 Monday. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. We're joined in studio at the Solidarity Realty Studios by Hawk Sullivan, owner of Hawks on State Street, the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road, and the Atomic Koi in Fitchburg. And we're talking sports. We got the World Cup kicking off on Sunday morning. I believe it's Qatar versus Iran is the opening game. I could be wrong. I know Qatar, the host country, gets to play in the opening game, and I believe they're in the group with Iran. But again, I didn't have the schedule. I didn't have the four.
Honestly, I'm not watching.
Can I make a suggestion for everybody? I know that people like to make a big deal about, you know, there's no alcohol sold to the games. Except for probably the luxury suites, I understand. You know, if you're looking at a local bar, I don't know if you stock this at all, Hawk. I think I may have mentioned this one time. Every culture has their own, like, aperitif liqueur thing, and most of them end up being something like an anisette or like a sambuca type of thing, an ouzo. Try Arak. Arak is the Middle Eastern version of that. There's a several different, like Lebanese, there's a bunch of different types. Check it. Arak.
How do you spell it?
Arak. Arak.
There you go.
It's delicious. It's smooth.
Qatar opens up against Ecuador on Sunday.
Ecuador, yeah. And Ecuador is good. I mean, Qatar is going to probably get.
Well, again, smushed. They didn't have a soccer program, which is part of when they got awarded the cup in 2014, it was, I believe.
If only instead of killing those workers, they may have recruited some of them to play.
That's what they did. They went and they invested millions of dollars into this program where they went to sub-Saharan Africa, they went to Indonesia, places across Asia, and they recruited talent to then bring to Qatar and train a soccer program. So they started doing this roughly a decade ago in anticipation of hosting the World Cup. And so it's a very just interesting story about how this cup is being conducted, how it was awarded, how it is going to unfold over the next month as it is played. I have a feeling there's going to be some protests from athletes. Qatar is not friendly to LGBTQ community.
I was going
to
say,
women.
Yeah, the Ladies' World Cup would not be there.
No alcohol is the easy... Right, no, the Women's World Cup will not be played there next year.
I don't even think Megan... Is Megan Rapinoe going to be... Is she going to be able to be an announcer? She usually calls some games. She's usually a press. She's usually... whenever soccer's on... Usually they have.
She's kind of chilled out a little bit. I mean, she's trying to enjoy a little bit less.
No, I'm not saying that she's going to be out there saying stuff. What I'm saying is, are they even going to allow her to be there? You know what I mean? Are we going to allow female reporters?
Is the world? I don't even know if the World Cup is the Women's World Cup is there.
No, it's in Australia.
I'm talking about. Well, then, I'm talking about her as a reporter, or her as an analyst.
Yeah, I don't know who FIFA is going to determine to go. And be commentators. It's going to be...
Yeah, the whole thing is gross. Yeah, we all agree, right? I mean, it's pretty, you know... Yeah, it's pretty gross.
But for here in our Ask the Bartender segment, we do have a caller, Hawk, on the line for you.
They want to know what a rock tastes like.
And Brian will let them know.
Sambuca.
There you go.
I like Sambuca.
But we got Nick here in Madison calling in. Nick, what's your question for Hawk this Friday afternoon?
Hey, Hawk, first of all, I've been to your bar on State Street before, but I didn't know you were a Bear fan. I am too, so, you know.
There you go. Sports.
Hang in there, man. Hang in there. It'll be okay.
Here's the thing. You know, I have a lot of friends who are younger than me who were not alive when the Packers sucked during the 80s, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, I tell people all the time, like, Packer fans who are... I don't know, 35 or 40 or younger. And I'm like, no offense. You don't know. I don't consider you a real fan yet until you've been a fan through bad times.
I mean, I've been a Bear fan my whole life. I was born and raised in Chicago originally. And the thing is, since I've been in high school, the Packers have had two quarterbacks. The Bears have had more quarterbacks than there are members of Congress.
Yeah, it's frustrating, right? Like, I watch it on TV, and my wife is like,
430 or 535 or 38?
Probably.
right about there.
Right about that number. Okay.
Have no fear, my friend. At least the Packers last night lost because of the Titans, and that made it so that the Bears do not lose the shared title of the most wins in NFL history.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
Well, good for you, Nick.
I also wanted to say, I don't want to get into politics, but because we're talking about sports, you know, you were talking about the World Cup and everything for soccer.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I visited some friends. This is about 15 years ago. They live in Ontario, Canada, and the World Cup was happening then. And I got to say, I didn't care about any of the teams, but I've never had more fun watching a game because everyone was just so into it.
Yeah, down for a U.S. game. I mean, it'll be packed in there, but come down to Hawks for a U.S. game, and it'll be a lot of fun. Like, there's some other good games, too, by the way, that I mean, you know, like, not all games in the first round are good games, but there's a handful of good games in the first round. And, yeah, come down. It's a great atmosphere. I've never been so packed for I think it was U.S. versus England 4 years ago, or, no, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And
Revolutionary War.
That was a wild one. That was a good. The U.S. made it. Pretty decent.
And they play England again this time. Yeah. Yep. So that's the game, Nick. Nick, come watch the England versus U.S. game at Hawks. That'll be.
When is that coming up?
I gotta look.
Now you gotta check the schedule.
It's
gonna be 1 p.m. next Friday. One week from today.
Oh, is it 1 p.m. on a Friday?
1 p.m. next Friday.
Nick, what do you do for a living? You can just come down and act like you're working.
Maybe we'll do Dueling Tangents live that day from Hawks.
Yeah, possibly.
There we go.
I'm just kidding. That's gonna be insane background noise. Yeah, that would make that work.
I'm like, my eyes just crossed thinking about it.
Terrible idea. We appreciate the phone call, Nick. And yes. Definitely come down to Hawks next Friday, 1 p.m. That is when U.S. plays England in the World Cup groups play. It's going to be interesting.
I would for that particular game, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about coming down for the U.S. versus England game on Friday at 1 o'clock, I would get there early. It's going to be, I will assume that it's going to be completely packed.
There's going to be a lot of other good games on before that. Netherlands and Ecuador play at 10 a.m., so that's a good one.
Oh, on that day?
Yeah.
Oh, that same
day. So it'll be a busy day at Hawks next Friday.
Get some food.
Yeah, get some food, soup, get some drinks.
Goodness, get their
so
soup.
Just for the listeners, we're not, so because it's because the 10 a.m. games are like, and then so the last game of the first round, they all play at the same time, actually, in your group, so you don't know who won. But the 9 a.m. games. And we will be open for those, too, by the way, the 9 a.m.
Here we go.
Okay, so... And we won't... We're just going to have, like, simple, like, muffins and Danishes. We're not trying to, like,
make... Continental breakfast.
Continental, that's what I said. I said continental breakfast.
International continental breakfast.
There you go. For the World Cup.
International continental breakfast.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
It's a Danish and empanada.
There you go. That's
and Iraq. Wait, why do you say it? How do you say it?
Iraq.
Arak. Arak.
Hawk, it's delicious. So much check for it out. Joining us in studio this Friday afternoon. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Dueling Tangents will be back for the holiday week tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Monday. Monday at 2 p.m. We'll talk to you then.
Later.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it how we can. Let's do it. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media.